Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Top seven at PNC Park. The Pirates trail the Dodgers 4-3. The game is on YouTube. This is one of those failed attempts by Major League Baseball to do something modern. Let's put the game on YouTube because that's where kids go to get their content. They get, you know, their videos. They're not watching cable. They're watching YouTube. And their eureka moment is, ooh, if we put our games over there, more kids will get into baseball, and that'll solve our problem where all of our fans basically look like Ron Cook. You know? Thank you. Speaking of Cook, I had a senior moment today like never before. So bad, in fact, so awful that I refused to tell my wife about it. She's in Nashville with some friends. And she asked me how my day was going, and I told a white lie and said I was fine. But I almost did something today that would have been the death of me. Like, this would be the Andrew Filippone life equivalent of what Will Craig did the other day. It was honestly that bad. And if not for, honestly, this is almost, Craig, I'm going to say this, and it's almost like a ghost. It's almost like a ghost saved my life today.
So you're not going to share it with your wife, but you'll share it with all of us.
I'm going to tell it with all of you, to all of you guys. So I'm leaving today, and we're trying to water our grass, get grass to grow in our house, new house. And by the way, Dodgers now 5-3. And one of the sprinklers is on when I go to leave.
Are these the sprinklers you have to set up, or do you have those automatic ones?
Well, they were on automatic timer, but I thought we had turned the automatic timers off because it was supposed to rain the last couple of days. So we, you know, got rid of that and had just configured it to do it manually.
Okay.
So I see one on the side of the house is going off. I turn it off. I leave. And I'm thinking, I got to circle back here because the faucet on the other side, the hose on the other side of the house that has a sprinkler in our backyard, if this one's on, maybe the other one's on. And I'm thinking, maybe a neighbor thought they were doing right. Maybe Amanda had texted one of them and said, hey, can you turn the sprinklers on this morning? I don't know at that point.
Muller's had that. Doesn't he have a neighbor that
does?
Yeah.
So I'm like, you know, I don't want this back sprinkler. If the front one was on, if the back one's on and I leave for 8 hours, it's going to ruin everything. So I make a loop around my neighborhood, make a loop around the block, and I come back up to my house. This is where it gets freaky. I go to pull in my driveway, and both of my dogs run up to my car. They're both outside to meet me. And I'm like, what the hell is going on here?
Now I know why you didn't tell her.
I go back. I walk through the backyard. The back sprinkler is turned off. I had left the sliding glass door to our deck open. The dogs just went out. So this gets back to the ghost thing. If that front sprinkler is not on, I just leave the house, The back door is wide open.
All day.
For everybody. Intruders, who knows what. The dogs could have just left. My wife's out of town. If I get home at like 7 o'clock tonight and the dogs aren't there, and I notice the back sliding glass door is wide open, my life's over.
You have recently lost your wedding band. I feel like losing the dogs would be viewed in a worse way by
Amanda,
correct?
Yes.
Yeah, you're done. Like, we don't
hear
from
you. The only thing that made me go back was because the front sprinkler was on, maybe the back sprinkler's on. I got to check. If I never circle back, the dogs have carte blanche.
Who knows where they go?
They go anywhere. They go into the backyard. They go explore.
Have they ever gotten out before?
No, not like that.
So you don't even know, like, if one of them took off a leash
or
returned to the house?
No, yeah, I let them off with no leash on to go to the bathroom in our backyard and sniff around and stuff. But they're always supervised.
And that's not all day.
Yeah.
You would
not to mention somebody really, if someone's working on a house in our, I mean, there's a ton of construction going on in our neighborhood. Someone could have just moseyed right in and done whatever they wanted.
Taking a look at the Filipponi house.
Yeah. I left my house today with the back sliding door wide open. No screen, nothing. And it's not even like I was that distracted either.
That's what I was going to ask. Did you go out that door to turn off the sprinkler initially?
No.
So you went, how did that door get opened?
I think I let them out to go to the bathroom and then just never shut it and left it open when I left the house and they were by themselves.
Just totally random.
Yeah.
That you end up going back.
No, well, I go back because I wanted to make sure that back sprinkler was off.
But that's what I mean. Random. And how was that sprinkler
I
on?
I never turned the front sprinkler on. It was like a sign. Something's off here, Andrew. You got to investigate this a little bit more. Sure enough, the friggin' dogs come running right out to my car.
Did you just freeze?
I thought to myself, is my mother-in-law over here or something? You know, did she like go to our mailbox and pick up mail because my wife's out of town? Like, is there some kind of correspondence or communication between Amanda and her parents or a friend or something? No, just me absent-minded left the back door wide open for them to get out.
Now, that begs the question. Would you put it past Amanda to have people checking up on the house while you're
there
by yourself?
No, of course not. No, because she doesn't trust me for reasons like this.
I was going to say, it's not unfounded.
How do I make that phone call to her?
You don't.
Hey, Amanda, I'm sure you're having a great time in Nashville, but I lost both dogs.
I think that's when you let her enjoy her time without knowing what's going on and tell her when she gets home if that would have happened. You'd have been dead.
I know. I wouldn't have been able to live with myself. Not just her reaction. That would have been all on me.
Now, wait. You wouldn't have thought, if you didn't go back, you wouldn't have known you left the door open.
So
would you have thought maybe somebody broke in?
I probably would have called the police.
Your first thought would not have been, I left that door open, because who leaves that door open?
Exactly. I would have called the cops.
So you wouldn't have beat yourself up over it, because you would have thought somebody did something.
Yep.
Yep. Still, would have been tough.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.